Yo, what is up, everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of Get Your Nerd On with your boy P90 the Rapper. You know, that's me, yes, the illest podcaster in the world. Hold up, you might hear something. I'm adjusting this mic a little bit. Yeah, okay. So welcome to another episode, bro. Welcome to another episode, and this episode is lit, all right, because we didn't get one necessary. We got one, but we didn't get one last week. Schedule was a little weird, but technically I'm on time, not on time, but it's okay because we have a lot of stuff and it's worth it. There was a reason, and I'm pretty sure you know the reason, because whenever things like this happen, the schedule gets a little iffy, but who is it worth it? If you know me, oh man, if you know me, you know I am excited for today, because if you've been keeping up, you know that there's something we haven't talked about yet. And we get to talk about that today. So before we talk about that, let's catch up with me. So let's catch up with me. I'm gonna put you on to what I've been up to, like usual, and then we can get into this this topic, and then we can get into games and all this other stuff. But this topic first. Dun dun dun. Let's catch up. All right. So I beat Metroid Dread. Oh man, Metroid. Whoo. Metroid. I beat Metroid Dread. Absolutely phenomenal game. I was not going to do an off the dome about it because it took me so long to beat it and I didn't actually capture any footage of me playing the game. But I think I'm going to go back and play a couple parts of the game just so I can get some extra footage, and I'll mix it in with the trailer and do an off the dome. I'm going to tell you right now, that thing's getting a high score. I do a 5-point score with halves. I don't know if I want to change it to 10. If I change it to 10, then I can't use my little logos. But anyway, off the dome with P90 the Rapper on YouTube. You can catch all the other off the domes that I did for now. And keep your eye out for the Metroid Dread one, because I do really think I'm going to do that, specifically because I'm definitely going to do this other one. That you'll know which this other one is later. You probably already know, but I'm holding out, but I'm gonna do this other one. There's also gonna be a Nier Automata off the dome, so be prepared for that. All right, that's coming, that's on the way. I just started preparing the video for that, getting some more footage, because I got my Switch back. Those of you who don't know, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I sold my Switch to get PC parts. Best choice ever. I'm so happy I got my PC. And I've been playing Death Stranding on it slowly but surely, and I'm going to beat it, and I'm going to enjoy it, and I really, that game's fucking beautiful. I'm going to buy the Definitive Edition. But it's not on the Microsoft Store, so I'm going to buy the one on the Microsoft Store first, which is the normal edition, and cross my fingers and hope that the Definitive Edition or Director's Cut makes it to the Microsoft Store for PC. If it doesn't, I don't know if I'm going to buy it. I'll probably just buy it from my PlayStation. I'm only playing PC games with achievements, or PC games that are like Xbox achievements, by the way, or PC games that are like multiplayer. I don't want to buy anything off Steam or anything. Like, they have good sales, I'll buy like the super sales and stuff, but I'm not buying anything and like genuinely trying to play it on there, because I know it's on Steam. But thank you, but no, I'm not going to get it off there. Speaking of Nair, though, you know, the anime is back. It went on hiatus due to COVID. I like to believe that that's the case. Hopefully everybody came back fine. People think that is production or other stuff like that. We don't, only answer we have is COVID. So we're going to stick with COVID. So that's the answer. Wow, I think I left my Switch in the car. So I'm going to go back to the car and grab my Switch, because I like my Switch. Sorry. Yeah, so the anime's back, and oh my god, the newest episode, fucking phenomenal. The episode before that is also great too. It introduces Jackass and like the Resistance and all those people, and it's just so funny. It's like a really fun episode. It's like a really good introduction of all the characters. But then we get episode 4, all right, and episode 3 also introduced Adam and Eve. Who, That fight was really cool. It was short, not as crazy as the game, but it was fucking phenomenal. Like, it looked good. It was beautiful. I cannot wait for this to hit DVD. I will buy a Blu-ray, 4K, whatever. I'm fucking buying it. I'm going to buy the digital version too. You guys know I like digital, but I'm buying every copy of this. I swear. I'm absolutely excited for it. Nair deserves all the support in the world. It's one of the most fantastic stories I've ever... You can probably tell how this Nair review is going to... Or Off the Dome is going to go based off of how much I love this anime. But anyway. Absolutely phenomenal. Loved it. And then episode 4 was even... Introduction of one of my absolute favorite gaming antagonists, boss fights, whatever. The Banshee lady. Oh my god, yo. She wants to become... The way that they implemented her backstory into the show during the fight was fucking dope. And then they give you glimpses of Jean-Paul. And I'm assuming we're probably gonna get there a little bit. We're gonna show him. If not, you can still tell that some dude made her want to become beautiful when she became a little sentient. She was falling in love, and it was just done so well. And the way that 9S hacks is really fucking cool, because it's not a little mini game. He actually like goes into like another world and a digital scape, and like things happen there. He almost got chewed up. Like, it was done so freaking well. If you're not watching Nier Automata, I need you to watch it. Or some people say Nier Automata. I actually don't know which one is preferred, but I like Automata. It just rolls right off the tongue. But yo, fucking phenomenal. It's on VRV, Crunchyroll. It is really, really good. I promise you, it's great. Some people don't really care for the CGI, but I think it is a wonderful mixture, in my opinion. Maybe you stop it and examine it, it's bad. But like, certain things are great in motion. I mean, some people may say that's an excuse, but I really think certain things are better in motion and not to be examined. Because, yes, there's a lot of CGI. If you stop it and look it up, it's a little choppy. But this show, I think they do a good job of doing both, especially with this Banshee fight. The way that they used it on her, but not everything else, just her, is fucking dope. And I can see why, because she's just doing so many things. Highly recommend it, bro. I highly recommend it. Everyone here knows I love it. And if you're new here and you don't know that I love it, you need to fucking watch it. It is literally one of the best games in the absolute world. It is up there on my meter for Halo, Metroid, and Kingdom Hearts. And everyone who knows me knows how much I love Kingdom Hearts. It's the greatest game in the fucking world. Greatest franchise in the fucking world. Greatest, except for the game that I'm making. It is literally better than every game in the world. Also, I learned some deep history about Nintendo, Sega, and Tetris, and oh man, it's fucking cool. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in video game history and making video games. I don't think anything's gonna be as crazy as it was back then. Cause shit was wild back then, yo. Like, really, really wild. But YouTube is like school, bro. It's fucking awesome. It's phenomenal. YouTube is great. I love YouTube. You can learn anything on YouTube. But the history I learned was just really, really crazy about how the lengths that they went to get the Tetris game, the rights, the people that were fighting over it. And then some cool stuff about just Mario, Mario Kart, how it came to be, how Mario Kart was literally like F-Zero, but then F-Zero multiplayer, and then F-Zero multiplayer wasn't working out because of limitations of how they wanted to do it. Like, it had like 100 or 200 images in F-Zero, but in order to do multiplayer, it had to drop down to like 16 images or track references, something like that. I can't remember the exact word used, but man, it's just crazy. The history that of these games, the things that go into these games, it's just bonkers, yo. You really have to appreciate these people and things that they come from. Like, people complain today, yes, games are so much different, but man, at the same time, I'm just happy that we have these things. Even if I end up giving... I'm going to give a poor review to a game very soon. Even if I give a poor review to a game, it's like, fuck it. It's like, thank God we even have these things. Because there's certain things I don't condone. Like, unnecessary microtransactions and stupid loot boxes and stuff like that. Except for Overwatch 2, I think you either need to revamp your battle pass or bring back loot boxes and make them a little bit more player friendly, because the battle pass now sucks. It's worse than Halo's battle pass. Anyway, yeah, man, I'm just happy because they went through fucking hoops. People were so creative. They spent their time. Crunch has been around for a very long time. Dog, E.T. was like a turnaround game. Like, dude finished the game. Guy has to make E.T. It's like, you gotta make it in this amount of time. Dude said, I don't. Yeah, yeah, sure, I could fucking do that. I'm gonna go. Fam. Bless video games. Thank you so much for them. And all right, guys, we can get into the next segment because I think that's enough catching up. I mean, I don't really remember everything that I did this week. I try and write them down, but I don't know. I bought cereal, like Lucky Charms with a new charm in it. I got a new gaming chair. It's pink and I fucking love it. It's fucking great. I mean, I bought it because, like, there's a whole story, but it doesn't matter. It's awesome. I love it. The second I got it, I just started destroying people in Halo. I've completed the weekly challenge in Halo. Fucking, I'm phenomenal. I'm the GOAT. I'm the GOAT, bruh. All right. Let's go into the next segment because I'm really excited about this segment. So, see you there. The Nintendo Direct. That is the thing I am so excited for, and that's what you should be excited for. Unless for some reason you don't like Nintendo, then you're probably a freaking weirdo who was born yesterday. But the rumor was real. As we start off with, Pikmin 4 is a thing, and it's on the way. Freeze and send creatures to help you swim and beat boss levels, 72123. We've also got Xenoblade Expansion number 3. A rhythm dancing game specific to Nintendo Switch with co-op capabilities comes this summer. Samba of Amigos. Want to become a stylish influencer and design the best designs? Well, you can finally get styling in Fashion Dreamer this year. That game looks kind of... I'm only bringing it up because at first I was like, you know, I think I know someone who would like this game. Then I realized this game looks like it's really, really going to be for a very specific amount of people who want to decorate people's body. Like really. Because it seems like the biggest part of it is that. Like, yes, of course, the biggest part of it is that. But I mean, like, based off the trailer, you don't really seem to do much after that. There's a little bit of interaction with other characters and walking around. But it seems like fashion is literally the goal. It's like you just got to the first part of Sims and that's all you really want to play. Let's see. What else we have is pre-order today. Dead Cells Castlevania on eShop. From Identity, launching first on Switch this year. Ghost Trick comes back in HD for the Nintendo Switch this summer. A super interesting thriller of a game with two worlds. Deca Police comes to the Switch with RPG action and stylish art and detectiveness detective-y. I don't know, I made that last part up. In 2023, and this game looks really fun and interesting. Like, this, that game, I believe that's the game by Spike Chunsoft and that, and the Danganronpa, I mean, at least it looks like Danganronpa, just not a Danganronpa game. But it looks good, it looks interesting, and it definitely is one of the type of things that I like to play because I'm a Danganronpa fan, and it looks like it's hitting that itch. Bayonetta Origins is mentioned again, and I am so excited to help her become a witch to save her mommy this March 17th. It's going to help that little witch out. You know, they talked more about the combat of that, and you don't necessarily fight in that game. You help your companion fight, which is interesting, and I can't wait to see how that goes. And oh my gosh, today, sorry, I didn't mean to date the day, but today is the day that Metroid Prime physical releases, I think. I gotta go double check that because I need to grab that. So You love Splatoon? Well, they love you too, because now there's an expansion pass with two waves of content. Wave one is Inkopolis. Expect performances from the Squid Sisters. This wave comes out this spring for the paid DLC. But that's not all. It just got a little dark with expansion wave two called Side Order coming in the future. Not in the past, the future. They specified that. And that highly reminded me of like the copied city from Nier Automata. That is something that I'm absolutely looking forward to looking at. I'm going to get Squid Games Splatoon. And I'm going to try that out. I mean, a lot of people love Splatoon. That game gets hectic, apparently. Like, that's a fire game. Mickey and friends gets to have an adventure in Illusion Island, a colorful, cute platform with cool abilities with four-player local co-op. So play it with your spouse and your kids, or your homies, or your friends' kids, or your homies' kids, or your brother's kids, something. I don't know. You could play it with four people, and it looks absolutely fun, and it looks like old-schoolish Mickey Mouse-y, like, it looks really cool. Alright, it looks cool. Comes out July 28th. More Fire Emblem on the way for you. You get more emblems, including Camilla, and Crom and Robin. And that's just wave 3, but a new story comes in wave 4. Wave 2 launches later today. Yeah, listen, Don't Nod is back. They have a game where you decide humanity's faith and harmony, launching in June. It looks like a very good narrative game. That's all I can really say. I do highly recommend checking out that trailer if you love Don't Nod games. They have not let me down yet. Octopath 2 demo dropped after the Direct, so you can go play that if you haven't seen the Direct and you were looking forward to me talking about something and you have a Switch. I'm here to tell you, Octopath 2 demo dropped. We Love Katamari Remaster is here for you to roll and roll and roll all around. Etrian Odyssey Remaster is coming to Switch June 1st. Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp is on the way, so if you're ready for some turn-based tactical action, be prepared to play April 21st. Kirby's Return to Dream Land Deluxe game has a new story for you, Megalore Epilogue. And you can restore his powers in any order you like, as well as play up to 4 people on the same system to explore together February 24th. Game Boy games will be coming to the Switch at launch. We will have Tetris, awesome, Super Mario Land 2, 6 Golden Coins, Link's Awakening DX, Gargoyle's Quest, Game & Watch, Gallery 3, Metroid 2, and more. But there's more. More Game Boy Advance games. Super Mario Advance 4. Super Mario Bros. 3. WarioWare. Kuru Kuru Kurin. Mario Kart Super Circuit. Mario & Luigi Superstar. Zelda The Minish Cap. More games to come, though. Available right fucking now. But you know... Aw, shit. I spoiled it if anybody was paying attention. You know... What was the best part of the show? You know, other than some more Tears of the Kingdom. You know, it was really, 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 really great part of the show. Original Metroid Prime is remastered for the Nintendo Switch. Play it today digitally, or you're probably hearing this on... Oh, God, thank God it comes out tomorrow. Or get the physical version February 22nd. I'm getting the physical version. I thought today was the 22nd. I'm a little happy it's not. Tomorrow is the 22nd. I can go pick it up tomorrow. I am hyped. Boy, I am hyped. What fucking go, bro. Let's go. I'm excited. Metroid Prime is one of the best games, guys. Metroid Prime. Fam, if you've never played Metroid Prime, you have the chance to play it now, remastered with better controls. Ooh, I'm so excited. Put your detective skills to the test in a game made by... Okay, this is the one made by Spike Chunsoft. The other one was not. But the other one still looks fucking good. Alright, this one looks great too. This one is more Danganronpa-y. So, take what I said, move around what I said. But the other one is still good. The other one really looks good. You should check out the trailer for it. I promise. I know it stuck out to me. There was just a lot of fucking games and they mentioned Metroid. So then, like, Metroid takes precedence over everything on the Nintendo Switch for me. But put your detective skills to the test in a game made by Spike Chunsoft where people have special abilities. It's called Rain Code. June 30th. Bankaido Games comes to the Switch summer 2023. Enjoy your new fantasy life in a new fantasy life. The Girl Who Steals Time. A game where you can travel between past and present to make the island your own. It's like Animal Crossing with action. Rebuild and shape your life in 2023. Wave 4 with Yoshi's Island coming to Mario Kart and a new character this spring. Professor Layton game on the way. Minecraft Legends on Switch March 18th. Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection April 14th. I'm happy for this one. I love me some Mega Man, yo. I love me some Mega Man. In the last segment, we get an increased look of Burning Red Moon and Crumbling Castles, monsters more fierce than ever, and traps that could leave you lifeless. Play Zelda Tears of the Kingdom this year, 5/12/23. There will also be a collector's edition and amiibo, and all that shit is sold out except for the base game. So good luck getting any of that. Now, guys, if you're listening on Spotify, I'm going to try to remember to add the questionnaire in there. And I want you all to tell me, how did you enjoy the Nintendo Direct? Was there any games in there that you were excited for? Anything you're looking forward to? Are you going to try Metroid Prime? I'll probably do two questions. Yeah. And if you didn't watch it, was there anything in the segment that I glossed over super quickly that you are very excited for or that you want to hear more about? All right. Thank you. Now it's on to the next section. Just straight up game news. Go play Metroid Prime, bro. Go play Metroid Prime. But anyway, let's get to this game news. Continuing our video game crusade, inside of Hi-Fi Rush, there was a quick small tease to a continuation to a horror game, Evil Within 3. Could it be real? And I believe it is, and I'm very excited. I hope it is. I will go back and I will finally beat Evil Within 1, even though that game is fucking creepy, scary, and weird, and great. I will go buy an Xbox, put it in the living room, and I will go and play it and let people watch me play it, because I think that's the only way I'm going to beat the game. Evil Within 2, I just didn't finish it because I didn't finish number 1, but the game's pretty cool. I don't really like how they took the open world approach, but it makes sense for the story that they were telling. But I really don't like it. I'm tired of open world games, man. April 21st, 2023 is the day you can go to LA and fight zombies in Dead Island 2, the game that took years to be made and swapped devs at least 2 times. Metroid Prime Remastered release theory. Okay, so I have this theory that Metroid Prime, all the games are already finished, right? Or near finished. And they were just, taking their time. They're just like, yeah, we're going to take our time. We're going to drop these games like every 3-4 months. And then, or maybe every 2 months, something. And then, boom. We're going to drop Metroid Prime 4. So, like, we get Metroid Prime 4 probably, like, at the end of the year. And then we get the other 2 Metroid Primes before that. But I could be wrong. And then they could just drop a double pack. Or they could just drop a collector's edition of Metroid Prime that comes with them. But I hope that they do. I hope they don't do that. I hope they give us the games and lead up to the game. So it's like, all right, y'all got time to beat Metroid Prime Remastered. Now 2. Now 3. Now boom, here's Metroid Prime 4. That would be great. I would love it that way personally. But that is my theory, and I hope I am correct. Multiverse's daily player base has dropped by as much as 99% since launch on Steam. Well, the peak has dropped by 99%. That's intense, and I really hope that's not the next live service game to go. I don't play it much, but I wish I did. I don't got time for the live service games, especially the fighting games. Like, I got, when it comes to fighting games, I gotta choose my games wisely. There's so many games that I own that I have to play. Anyone who follows me knows that I have a huge library of video games, and I've been collecting retros. So it's like, I have stuff to play, dog. When it comes to live service games, those are just collection, and if they don't have a case, then I don't really care that badly. Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet have a patch incoming. Approximately one gigabyte of memory must be available on your Switch system's memory card or your SD card to download the update for version 1.0.1, right? And 1.2.0 scheduled for end of February this year. So that's the newest one, it looks like. And it will feature additional functionality will be added for Pokemon boxes, bug fixes, terror raid battle, battles in general. And then there's other small fixes, like when a Pokemon is not a part of the Palo Pokedex and is obtained through a link trade, it is displayed as being registered to the Palo Pokedex. This is a bug that will be fixed. Certain actions can cause the main character's expression to not change until the game is closed and reopened. That will be fixed. It's a pretty long list of things that they're doing for this February update. You can find it on the Nintendo America's website,
support site.
But there's a lot of stuff. I was going to go through all of it, but I did not know how large that this was. Damn, there's a lot. But I'm happy that they're doing any sort of updates. It's very good that they are. The game did have its issues, according to other people. Me personally, I just enjoyed the game. When it comes to Pokemon, if I can catch Pokemon, and if I can battle, that's all that matters to me. But I understand why other people are looking at all the features and being upset that all the features are having some issues.
I'm just super simple, mostly because I don't have enough time to just go through the Pokemon game like that. So as long as I can catch, I'm happy.
No Hogwarts DLC planned of any fashion, says developers. That's only a little sad because they really, really, really should have, thought about putting Quidditch in this game and thought about putting multiplayer. Like, that's the only multiplayer I would have wanted. Doing Quidditch would have been awesome off rip. Nintendo games, they can easily make an absolutely great animation from, and maybe a live action. I say this because
Mario's coming out,
and Mario looks like, at the end of the day, it's gonna be fucking great. Voice actors or no voice actors, the movie looks like it'll be great on silent. That movie looks like it'll be great if it went straight to DVD and look like this. That movie looks fucking phenomenal. And I was thinking, because I'm a big Metroid fan, that we can get a Metroid movie, but I think it would be cooler to have it as a animation. Because it could be more depicted more accurately and more close to the source. And it could serve as a sort of starting point for people who have not played the 2D Metroids, because those are a little different. And, the story for Metroid, depending on which side you play and how much attention you're paying, it's
not always the easiest story to follow. The Prime ones are much, much easier because they're in that adventure game style. But the 2D games from back in the day, they
give you some dialogue, but
there's a lot of stuff you got to put together. So if they used animation to help cover some of those gaps, they could bring people into the game, even if they only play the Primes. But, I mean, I would hope people would go back and play other ones like Dread and Zero Mission and Fusion. But that's one thing. We could definitely get great Zelda movies, like absolutely phenomenal Zelda movies. Fire Emblem animation would be crazy fire. We could even get a Fire Emblem TV show, honestly. But yeah, those are just some of the games that I think would make great adaptions in some form or fashion. A rumor has been circulating that Nintendo Switch may become compatible with future Nintendo systems. This would mean you don't have to worry about restarting your entire library on a new system, and your old purchases from Switch will be playable on the new system, or at least stored on your account without having to repurchase them. The rumor started according to a CMA document. This would be absolutely phenomenal. It's just a rumor for now, but if that happens, that'd be great, because you wouldn't have to worry about something like the eShop games not working, or the DS eShop games not working on your Switch, although they won't work, but that's just an example if they implemented this before. Halo is getting a new powerful looking shotgun according to leaks. It's a banished shotgun that was created before the game released but didn't make the cut. But now it seems like there's a good chance it might be coming back. Well, coming out officially. And also, the new Halo season starts in about 20 days. And yeah, I'm very excited for that. I'm happy. I want to play ranked. I want to destroy things in Halo. I am totally down. I am absolutely, I'm with the shits, guys. I'm with the shits. And then finally, Nier Automata is $29.99, was $39.99 on the Nintendo eShop as of time of this recording, which is February 21st, 2023, sorry. And you can get it on sale right now, and I really advise you get it. That discount is good. $10 off is actually good, really good. The game is great, phenomenal. I will be doing an off the dome about that. Absolutely, absolutely will. Now, there's just a tiny bit of entertainment stuff that I want to talk about, and then we will be done with our podcast for today. Apparently, Ant-Man is not that great of a film, but we don't really listen to reviews here. We listen to opinions, but fuck the reviews. I'm still going to watch it. I'm probably going to go see it this Friday if my brother wants to go see it, and that will be it. I would definitely come to the podcast with my opinion on it. I mean, that's it. I don't really care for reviews. I just got to watch it myself. I mean, it's going to suck if it's bad just to advance the plot, but I'm not going to be surprised either. Marvel movies get churned out like butter, bro. It's crazy. A dramatized film about the creation of Tetris will be hitting Apple TV March 31st. And it looks really good, especially after everything that I learned about Tetris and the fight to get that game and get the license. Oh my God, that game. That's going to be absolutely fun to watch. I hope they really do a good job and they act their asses off. Apparently, X-Men 97 Season 2 recording is underway, which might mean that they're planning to keep the releases dropping timely and back-to-back-ish. And that's going to be really cool because that means we won't have to wait long for Season 2 if all seasons are prepared. Florida's Universal Studios will get its own Super Mario World or Super Nintendo World, sorry. But it's just Mad Mario shit there. But Super Nintendo World, and I am so excited for that. Hopefully they have some like cool Metroid stuff there. Hopefully they have some dope Fire Emblem stuff there. Hopefully you can like LARP. You can LARP Fire Emblem and someone can control. I'm joking. I don't know. It looks cool. I'm excited for it. That sounds like it's gonna be a bunch of fun. You know, I'm totally here for it. I don't know. I like nerd stuff, so I'm here for it, man. If you live in Florida, be happy, bro. We're going to get a Super Nintendo World. We're going to be Nintendo nerds. Nintendo nerds. Maybe they'll have virtual dogs for you, Nintendo dogs lovers or something. I don't know.
freaking weirdos. JK. All right, guys. That is about it. I read Dead Boy Detectives. That book is really good. It's gruesome. Dead Boy Detective number one specifically, the new one from this year. It's pretty cool. It's good. The boys are dead, and they're detectiving, and they're finding. I don't know. They're just detectiving, you know. So that's cool. I'm halfway done with Fantastic Four by Jonathan Hickman. And that's about it. I'm trying so hard to get it back onto my comics, but my schedule is just so screwed up. I'm going to try to read a bunch on this cruise, which is next week. I'll drop an episode before the cruise. Maybe I'll try and get something in before the cruise so you guys can have a meaty podcast. And yeah, that's it. Thanks, everybody, for stopping by and listening yet again. You know, you guys are awesome. You guys are the goats. I mean, I'm the goat, but you guys are the baby goats. Feel me? Baby goats. Bah. All right, y'all. I absolutely appreciate it. See you back here again. Have a wonderful flipping day. And share the podcast. And follow me on Twitter at P90 the Rapper. Same thing on TikTok, I believe. Where I do like the comic thingies. But the best one of all is the YouTube channel. Off the Dome with P90 the Rapper. Absolutely fun, wonderful opinions, views on video games for you every time I beat a video game. All right, peace, y'all.